Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Monday, February the 4th, 2019. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight we join Zimbabwe and the world in marking World Cancer Day amid growing concern about the high number of people who die of cancer every year.
If you want to be part of the discussion, you can send us a message on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077.
And, of course, we are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also on our three websites, voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com.
Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating World Cancer Day today, with the Ministry of Health urging members of the public to get tested and early treatment if they should have positive diagnosis. A statement put out by the ministry says Zimbabwe is amongst the top 10 countries in the world with the highest cervical cancer prevalence rate. Of 2,000 women die of cancer. At least 1,800 are diagnosed of cervical cancer annually.
Globally, cancer is the second leading cause of death and is responsible for an estimated 9.6 million deaths in 2018, that's last year, according to the World Health Organization. That accounts for 1 in 6 deaths, and that's staggering. Mr. Wande.
Nasi tukuda kutarisa chirwere che gomarara kana kuti cancer sezvoranga riri zuva rokucherechedza chirwere ichi pasi pese nasi. Zimbabwe ndiye imwe yedzimwe nyika dziri kunetseka nechirwere ichi kwenguva yakareba, asi zviri kuitika munyika dzakawanda. Mabatiro atinoita nyaya iyi ndo anogona kuva anosiyana nezvatinoona kune dzimwe nyika, asi chirwere ichi chirwere chiri kunetsa pasi pese. Mazuva anaya, makore anaya, vana chiremba vari kuedzavo kuti dene vavabatsira nokuchideredza, uye zvokubatsira vanhu vane chirwere ichi kuti vagarawo upenyu husina kurwadza zvikuru. Saka nhasi tikuda kuti titarise pamusoro pechirwere ichi, zvaitwa, zvakaitwa nezvinofanira kuitwa mukuchirapa nokuchibata, zvikuru sei kuna avo vakadogara vaudzwa kuti vainacho. Toda kuti pamwe vana chiremba vatichataura navo vachatibatsira zvine mashoko okuti tione kuti vanhu vangadzivirira sei chirwere ichi, uye zvekuti vanhu vanogara sei nehama ine chirwere ichi mumba mavo. Saka ndo nyaya tiri kutarisa nhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange muchitifonera tichigovana mashoko nepfungwa pamusoro pechirwere chinonetsa ichi.
Yebo, kunjalo Wande. Lichona njani makaya? Ikudibana kuhlelo lweLive Talk lamhlanje kungolwesibili mhla zine kuNhlolanja. Udaba esingalo lamhlanje ludaba lomkhuhlane wemvukuzane, i-cancer phela. Sikhangela ukubana lamhlanje lilanga lokunanza lo mkhuhlane, kumbe elokuma labantu abalala umkhuhlane. Amazwe omhlaba ehlanganisa amakhanda ekuthini ungalwiswa njani lo mkhuhlane, ngoba ngomunye wemikhuhlane ebulala abantu abaningi emhlabeni jikelele. Ngomnyaka odluleyo ukufe abantu abangu 9.6 million emhlabeni jikelele bebulawa ngumkhuhlane we cancer, kumbe owemvukuzane. Kule mikhakha etshiyeneyo yemvukuzane silabo dokotela bazachasisa ngakho lingayigatshana. EZimbabwe kuphela ngokutsho kogatsha lwezempilakahle, iZimbabwe ngenye yamazwe iphakathi kwamazwe alitshumi ahamba phambili alom kuhlane lo alom kaka we cancer eyomlomo wesiveleto ebulala abantu abanengi okuyinto engalunganga emele ilwiswe nguhulumende kanye lozulu wonke jikelele bakhulumile abugatsha lwezimpila kahle lamhlanje bathi bantu emakhaya bazali bantwana hambani lonke liyehlolwa libonakala ukuthi galilawo lomkhuhlane ngoba uyelapheka kangcono kalula njalo alubana uthe wabanjwa usahluma usaqalisa ungamanondlondlobale emzimbeni kusuke kube nzima kakhulu joining us now we have Dr. Portia Mananganzira, the director of epidemiology and disease control at the Ministry of Health. I give Dr. Mananganzira the mic, let's look at some key statistics as presented by the World Health Organization. Cancer is the second leading cause of death globally and is responsible for an estimated 9.6 million deaths in 2018. Approximately 70% of deaths are from cancer occur in low and middle income countries. Around a third of deaths from cancer are due to the five leading behavioral and dietary risks. One, a high body mass index. Low fruit and vegetable intake, lack of physical activity, tobacco use, and alcohol use. Tobacco use is the most important risk factor for cancer and is responsible for approximately 22% of cancer deaths. Cancer-causing infections such as hepatitis and human papillomavirus are responsible for up to 25% of cancer cases in low and middle income countries. There are more of such statistics that we'll be looking at as we progress. And joining us now is Dr. Portia Mananganzira. Dr. Mananganzira, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, gentlemen, and thank you for having me.
We really appreciate you taking your time to be on the show to discuss this very important topic. It's World Cancer Day today, Dr. Mananganzira, and your ministry says that cervical cancer especially is one of the leading types of cancer that's causing havoc in the country. What's being done by the government to address that kind of situation?
Yes, you are very right. We do have a very high burden of cervical cancer in the country. In fact, the statistics mentioned earlier are correct in that Zimbabwe is among the 10 most burdened countries worldwide in terms of cervical cancer prevalence. We actually rank quite high in terms of those 10. We might be number one or number two. So having said that, the government of Zimbabwe through the Ministry of Health and Child Care has been in the recent past involved in a number of initiatives to try and address that high burden of cervical cancer. Firstly, this cancer is also very closely related to HIV infection, even though the causative agent has been scientifically proved to be an infection, which is called the human papillomavirus, accounting for up to 85% of cases of cervical cancer. So now the core infection between HIV and HPV really accelerates the prevalence and contributes to the high burden of cervical cancer that we see in our population. So having said that, the Minister of Health has managed to secure vaccine targeting pre-adolescent girls to protect them from getting infection of the human papilloma virus, which then subsequently causes cervical cancer, among other urogenital cancers that arise from that infection. So we are lucky in that we have been able to vaccinate almost 1 million girls aged between 10 to 14 years as we embarked on that nationwide vaccination program last year. So this year we are set to give them their second dose so that they are adequately protected. So you also appreciate that there will be other women who have already acquired the HPV infection or are already showing various stages of cervical cancer. We have also been rolling out a nationwide program of cervical cancer screening and also encouraging the see and treat so that we don't miss out on women that may be having early signs of cervical cancer. You will appreciate that with all cancers, these are diseases that have really defied science and medicine. So the earlier you can catch the cancer, the more the chances of survival or even cure. Cervical cancer is one of the few cancers where you can note the early signs and do a lot in terms of even achieving cure, but also improving the quality of life in terms of providing adequate treatment. So those are two very effective methods of dealing with cervical cancer. We have a bottleneck in terms of our health service delivery in that cancer treatment is only offered at two facilities in the country, at Parerenyatwa Central Hospital, as well as Mpilo Central Hospital. So we know that it is a major bottleneck in terms of women who are already in the advanced stage of cancer, stages of cancer, in terms of accessing diagnostics all the way through to comprehensive treatment. So now, those are some of the issues that government is now looking at addressing.
Right. Dr. Malanganzira, mataura pokutanga pa matanga kutaura muchiti Zimbabwe iri pamusoro soro penyika dziri kunetseka nechirwere ichi. Mungati taurira kuti chii chinokonzera kuti Zimbabwe iwe pamusoro penyika zhinji kana totarisa kunetsa kunoita chirwere ichi pasi pose. Uyezve chandingadawo kuziva nechekuti vanhu vari kutambira chirwere ichi sei, nokuti tinoziva kuti kare vanhu vaingoti kana vakawirwa nechirwere chavasingazivi vava kutaura nyaya dzokuti kuda pamwe munhu wakaroyiwa kana kuti kutsvaka zvimwe zvikonzero. Iko zvinoizvi vanhu vava kutambira chirwere ichi zvakadini, zvinoita here kuti kutaura navo kana kuvarapa kuve nyore nokuti vanenge vachiziva kuti chii chiri kuvanetsa?
Tinotenda nemubvunzo wenyu wakanakisa. Kana takatarisa dambudziko regomarara kana kuti cancer, idambudziko rinotinetsa kana isu vari kuscience kana kumedicine, nekuti zvirwere zvizhinji zvinonzi gomarara kana kuti cancer hatiwanzoziva kuti zvinombokonzerwa nei. Asi kuburikidza netsvakurudzo dzakaramba dzichiitwa, taakuziva kuti kune umwe utachiona unokonzera cancer. Kune mamwe magariro edu nemaitiro edu anowanziridza zvirwere zvecancer. Kune zvakare mumwe mishonga inoita kuti zvirwere zvegomarara zviwande. Saka takatarisana negomarara repamuromo wechibereko. Igomarara ratane ruzivo rwakati wandei maererano nekuti munhu aka rine zviratidzo zvinooneka risati ratekeshera nemuviri. Nokudaro munhu anokwanisa kuwana rubatsiro kana kutorapika richibva ratopera. Chave zvakare neruzivo rwekuti gomarara repamuromo pechibereko ndirimwe remagomarara anowanika kunzvimbo dzedu dzakavandika rinokonzerwa neutachiona unonzi human papilloma virus. Nekudaro tave nenzira dzakatoti wandei uye dzinobatsira zvachose zvekutodzivirira kuti munhu asatowana uchachiona hweHPV zvachose uye kuti kana aine zviri kutanga kumavambo vambo awane rubatsiro. Zvakadaro saizvozvo mumwe mubvunzo wenyu wangori wekuti koseiko isu muZimbabwe tiri isu tine dambudziko regomarara rinonoti wandei kudarika dzimwe nyika. Titori muboka renyika gumi dzine dambudziko regomarara remuromo wechibereko rakanyanyisa pasi rose. Hatizivi kuti chinonyanya kuchidaro chii asi uchachiona hweHPV kana kuti iro gomarara repamuromo pechibereko rinowanziridzwa neuchachiona hweHIV. Izvozvo takazviona kuti zvakaita kuti gomarara iri raisimbobata madzimai achikurei asine kuda kuuchachiona hweHIV. Takaona kuti madzimai echidiki ekumakore kuma20 kuma30 vari kubatwa negomarara repamuromo wechibereko kuburikidza nekunge vaine zvakare utachiona hweHIV. Zvakadaro saizvozvo iprogramu yedu yetreatment yeHIV mumakore apfuura iri kubudirira ichikwanisa kubata vanhu vakawanda. Saka iyoyo imwe nzira yekuderedza dambudziko regomarara remuromo wechibereko.
Dr. Manangazira, regai nimbotsanangura nechindebele ipapo nomubata ndimbomubatai muromo. Uya kuluma lapa uDr. Mananganzira ngogatsha lwezempilakahle. Uya kuluma ukubana umkhuhlane wekensa ikakhulu umkhakha ohlasela umlomo wesibeletho kubomama ngomunye wemikhakha ehamba phambili ubulala omama abanengi kakhulu eZimbabwe ngomnyaka. Uyatsho njalo njengokutsho kwethu ekuqaleni ukubana eleZimbabwe liphakathi kwamazwe alichumi ahamba phambili okulabantu abahlaselwa khona ngumkhuhlane wekensa. Kodwa isizathu simbuzile ukubana kungani uthi hayi gabakabi kwazi kodwa baphakathi kokucubungula kokuhlaziya ngoba umkhuhlane wekensa ngumkhuhlane onzima kakhulu. Ngitsho le ngcwethi ukubana zibambe kahle kahle ukubana ubangelwa yini ungani kuyahlupha. And we are Dr. Mananganzira, please do stay on the line as we welcome our second guest. That's Dr. Anna Mary Nyakabau. She's a cancer specialist. Dr. Nyakabau, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thank you so much for joining us. Let's dive in. As an expert, what's your experience with cancer patients in Zimbabwe with this disease?
Well, thank you very much for that question. As time goes on, I realize that, you know, our patients are becoming more aware of this disease, and they are becoming more aware of the causes. And they are seeking health. Actually, the health-seeking behavior of our patients is improving as awareness programs increase in the country. As you are aware, we have embarked on a vaccination program. And as we vaccinate patients and screen patients, more people become aware because it's an opportunity for us to actually be advocating for people to go for any detection, prevention, and treatment for this disease.
Dr. Nyakabau, kana makatarisa mashanduro ari kuitwa munyika iko zvino, munogutsikana here nezviri kuitwa nehurumende? Tiri kuita zvakakwana here kana kuti zvizhinji zviripo zvatinofanira kudai takwanisa kuita?
Chandinoda kuti ndinyatso kuti tinzwisisane ndechekuti dambudziko regomarara idambudziko guru rinoda kuti vanhu vese vabatirane pamwe chete, tichitarisira hurumende, tigotarisirawo vana private people zvese tinoda kana nevese vanenge vainewo mari dzavo kuti tibatsirane tiise musoro pamwe chete tikwanise kuona kuti tingabatsire sei dambudziko iri nekuti dambudziko iri rakangobva razongokura zvekukurisa zvekuti dzimweni dzenguva zvinobva zvazonetsa kuti magadzirisiro acho anga achibva awanika ipapo ipapo.
Yes.
Another question, Dr. Nyakabau. Ko gomarara rino wanzowanikwa muvanhurume re prostate cancer idambudziko rakakura sei muZimbabwe iroro?
Idambudziko guru, idambudziko rekuti riri kutambudza varume zvakanyanya. Ende chimwe chiri kuitika ndechekuti vazhinji vavo vanouya chirwere chakura ndo zvinhu zvatiri kuona munyika muno.
Coming back to you, Dr. Managanzira, before we cross over to our first listener. Dr. Managanzira, how are you dealing with other types of cancers? You know, talk of prostate cancer, breast cancer, and so forth.
Okay, so as a ministry, we look at the whole cancer spectrum, but we also embark on specific public health interventions. I would say that apart from the HPV vaccination and screening, we have also been providing mass treatments for bilharzia. It's one of the infection with schistosoma hematobia, the parasite that causes bilharzia, is a major cause of kidney, bladder, and other urogenital cancers again. So we have been addressing that. But there is also hepatitis infection, which causes cancer of the liver. And since 2008, we have been providing the hepatitis B vaccine as part of the pentavalent in childhood immunization program. We still want to do a lot more in terms of providing full-fledged screening, but also a framework so that even those cancers that we do not consider of public health importance or as urgent as cervical cancer and other cancers, we also have screening programs. I think most of you only hear about breast cancers in October, and some people still think it's a female problem only. Yes, we admit the majority of breast cancers are in women, but we also know that the breast cancers that occur in men are even more aggressive. So we would want to ensure that we raise awareness. Earlier, there was talk of body mass index, the other behavioral factors and some of the activities that we engage in, like alcohol abuse and tobacco and physical inactivity. We would also want to raise population awareness so that they are in tandem with healthy living and well-being, so that we do primary prevention of the cancers and also secondary prevention, so that we leave only a few for the treatment, which becomes more complicated.
Prevention, that's very important. They say prevention is better than cure, Mr. Wandi.
Kana makatarisa, Dr. Mananganzira, kana makatarisa kurwisana chirwere ichi kuri kuitwa nenyika nehurumende yeZimbabwe pamwe chete nevamwe vanobatsira mukurwisa chirwere ichi, chamunoona chiri kutaira apa chii? What are our weaknesses in the fight against cancer, kana makatarisa zviri kuitika iko zvinezvi?
Mubvunzo wakanaka, nekuti zvizhinji zvinotikonzeresa cancer zviri mumaoko edu. Tikatarisa maitika dzatinoita nemamwe maitiro, zvinoita kuti cancer iwande mupopulation yedu.
Mungati
semufananidzo, kana takatarisa fodya, kushuta fodya kana kuti yatinoti passive smoking tiri kugara munzvimbo diki ine munhu anogara achishuta fodya izvozvo zvinokonzera makensas akawanda makensa anokonzerwa nechobhako akawanda zvakanyanya saka isusu tinokurudzira kuti smoking idzikise kana kutoregerwa zvachose kunova kwedoro yatinoti izvozvo zvakaonekwa kuti zvinokonzera makensa aya ethroti neemudumbu umu nemamwe makensa zvatinodya izvozvo zvatinodya zvinotapira zvinonaka izvi zvinotiisa mudambudziko remakensa asi mimwe mainfections toti semufananidzo hepatitis b iyo HPV yatambotaura iyo HIV vana bilharzia vanokonzera kensa dzemubladha umu mudundira nemu you know the itsvo neidzo nhengo dzakadaro idzodzo saka kudzivirirwa kwemainfections iwayo kweutachiona ihwohwo kunobatsirisa zvakanyanya kudzivirira makensas
yakhuluma lapho udokotela Managazira ngemikhakha yekensa etshiyeneyo langendlela engavikelwa ngayo ukhuluma ngodaba lokubhema igwayi ngilomunye ubhuti wami wayehlale ebuya kimi koBulawayo ezicela ama-newspaper okubhema igwayi and each time ngimupa i-newspaper I felt like I was being an accessory to him committing suicide but it was my brother I couldn't do anything ngakho uyakhuluma lapho udokotela uthi hayi into zokubhema igwayi kazitshiyaneni lazo into zokunatha utshwala into zokudla ukudla okungakho umzimba okungekho health izitapitapi lezi eza kulezi insuku elizithandayo uyatsho udokotela ukubana ngokunye okubangela imikhuhlane Dr. Nyakabao, before I come back to you, we have a caller. Caller, good evening and welcome.
Hebo.
Yeah, Linjan.
Hi, Nyapila. I'm Vincent Dlamini. Ngilapha eBotswana. Mina bengicela ukubuza lapha ukuba baphathi bethu. Kuba mina ngizela phana bekhuluma ukuthi umuntu ole 45 years and above abangobaba babangakwanisa ukuthi ba babe bethesa thina sincedise kanjani mna kathesi ngile 19 years sincedise kanjani khonapho njalo ngikubona kanjani khonapho ukuthi ngilakumbe ngihamba kuphela esibhedlela ngiteste for 18
aha hayi siyabonga Dlamini kahle ngibatolikele lapho dokotela baza kuphendula
okay kumbe ngikhulume anodise ngxenye ngalokho
ngesishona
Ngesikhiwa.
Ngesikhiwa, yes, khulumele, sikhulumele.
Okay, thank you, my good people. I was asking that I heard you saying for the men 45 and above, then now I'm aged 19 years this day. How can I get this help? And what are the symptoms that can I see that I am now attacked with this cancer? Or how can I get this help?
Maybe Dr. Nyakabao, you may want to respond. Hello, Dr. Nyakabao.
Yeah, he said 19 years. Is that his age?
Yes, he's 19, yes.
Saying what, tell whether I've got symptoms of any disease or of a particular disease.
What can I see? What are the symptoms that I have with this disease? And how can I heard you saying 45 and above men that they can go to the hospital. I don't know what about our age, the youth.
Okay. What I need to emphasize to you is that cancer is not one disease. There are more than 200 different kinds of cancer. Oh. And each one of them presents in a different way. What we need to look at is that, you know, different genders get more of different cancers. That's why we said men, more of them get prostate, in fact, men get prostate cancer, which is the commonest in men, And then women, the most common is cervical cancer. So if you are a man at the age of 19 years, I mean, the risk of cancer is relatively much lower than someone who is older. But what we recommend is that you must know your body, because, I mean, cancer can present as a lump or a swelling, or it can present in terms of in any of your organs that produce fluid. You can get unusual discharge, or you can get bleeding. You know, so it can be a sore that does not heal. Sometimes it can present as a cough that lasts for a long time, unusual. So when it comes to looking for cancer, it's things that are unusual. Hoarseness of voice that has lasted a long time. We are saying when you get such things, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have got cancer. We're saying you need to go and get checked if it has been there for a long time.
Uzwile Dlamini. Ngamanye amazwi bathi ku 19 years khonapho amathuba okuthi uhlaselwe yikancer malutshwana, kodwa alubana uthe wabona okunye nje okungajwayelekanga empilweni yakho kusenzakala emzimbeni, hamba uyehlolwa. Uzwila ngithi?
Hayi, ngizwile ngoba kade ngisima mina le problem yama-kidneys. Ngabe ngize nxa ngingagijima kakhulu kumbe ngingajova ibhayisikile, yikho ngize kusiba buhlungu ama-kidneys. So kade kade futhi ngilalelisise kakhulu, ngizwisise ukuthi kuhamba njani.
So i-problem yama-kidneys, soke waya kudokotela bahlola babona ukuthi ulenkinga mpela yama-kidneys kumbe nguwe ozizwayo emzimbeni?
Yime ngizizwa emzimbeni, bengingakayi, bengithokozile kakhulu ngilalela izindaba lapha ngizwa ukuthi i-World Cancer Day. Ngathi kahle mbuze lami ngizwisise kubaphathi ukuthi kungabe kuhamba njani.
Aha, esaka Dr. Mananganzira na Dr. Nyakabawo Hansi nemtereri, the reason why I'm asking is because ndinombonzwa kana ndikatifambise indonzwa problem yemakidneys. But he has never been to a doctor, he has never been diagnosed with any kidney ailment. Saka zvanzi ndo saka ndangandi chibvunza ipapo.
So if he can manage to go and be attended to by a healthcare worker, so that he can present his problems to them, and then they can assess him to see if there's anything that he should worry about or not.
Aha, tsahalakide kuthambe ebona udokotela uhlolwe ubonakala ukuthi kulenkinga mpela kumbe akulalutho.
Hayi, ngiyabonga mphathi. Ngicela ukuvingelela mbidana ezihlobo.
Ngamafithane baba, 30 seconds.
Ngithanda ukuvingelela zihlobo, mina nguVincent Dlamini, ngiyalivingelela ekhaya eZimbabwe ngapho omama onabuhle lezihlobo bonke. Bakhona bafowethu obuhle eGaborone lapha, mina ngiseBotswana. Ngithanda ukulivingelela ngithi ngiyalithanda lonke lani muli yeZimbabwe, ngithi uNkulunkulu alibusize. Ngiyabonga.
Aha, siyabonga Dlamini. Sithathe omunye umnjalo umlaleli, Timbotoramwe Mtereri wawandanzi ndiwadube.
Makadini Dube parunare.
Doforo makadini kusidyo 7.
Aiwa, tirinani, muri kutaura muri kupi?
Ndutaura ndiri kugokwe center.
Kugokwe center. Tine nyaya inonetsa, tine nyaya inonetsa munyika iko zvino iyi. Tibudzeiwo zvamunofunga kana kuti pane zvamunoda kuziva?
Hai, zvandofunga nechirwere breast cancer. Ndinoziva kuti chirwere ichi chinoafekta varume here kana mukadzi akatonaka.
Rekai vana chiremba vari kuzvinzwa vanokupindurai. Ehe, rambai makadaro. Dr. Nyakabawo, mubvunzo uri kubvunzwa apa ndokuti chirwere chebreast cancer chinogona kubatawo here vanhu vechirume?
Hongu, chirwere chebreast cancer chinobata varume. Izvozvi ndinotori nemurume wandiri kutorapa nechimotherapy ane chirwere chebreast cancer. Asi varume chiri 100 times less than vakadzi asi chinowanikawo muvarume zvakare saka tinenge tichikurudzira kuti vapote vachizvitarisawo kuti vaone kuti havana here chirwere ichochi because vazhinji varume pavanozouya chinenge chatodzikamidzi nekuti havanyanyozvifungira kuti vanogona kurwara nechirwere ichochi
Dube, okay. Dube mazvinzwa
ndazvinzwa zvisekuti but chapane ndidambokuti nzengei paprogramu iri kuitika ande
taurai muchidimbu
muchidimbu ndoda kubvunza ne NATO NATO inopindira kana papa vanhu vangani
All right, tamba tamwe musi mukoma. I was not in the mukoma, tamba tamwe musi.
Was exactly ka muzibabu mbafa wano anokwana kuti 16 but it turns out not in opinza pafa van 15.
Naiva, iyo ndeimwe nyaya iripo gatichaibata mumwe musi, tinotenda.
Tanga chida kutarisa pamusoro pechirwere chiri kunetsa ichi.
Bunzei ipapo kuti muZimbabwe munomuka changosara ndechekuti NATO ichipindira NATO yakanyarara EU yakanyarara
naiwa tazvinza zvakwana mukoma handiyo nyaya tokutaura nhasi we are commemorating World Cancer Day that's a very important occasion because cancer kills many people, not only in Zimbabwe, but globally. 9.6 million people died last year.
The issue that the doctor mentioned about smoking, particularly passive smoking, I think that can cause a bit of a problem in some areas where homes are not properly ventilated and the father is a smoker or some relatives are smokers. How bad is passive smoking, Dr. Mananganzira? How bad is it?
So any smoking is bad for health. Nicotine is the substance that is harmful, among others. But there is a lot of other substances in the smoke that are very harmful to health. And this is why there is now law to say you cannot smoke in certain places because you expose other people to the cigarette smoke. But also other forms of tobacco are equally harmful. You remember some people throw tobacco into their mouth some people snuff tobacco.
Yes.
So all those forms of tobacco are heavily implicated in cancers. And I should add that as Zimbabwe, we are a tobacco-growing nation. So sometimes we try to safeguard that. But our call as health professionals is for reduction of demand and consumption of the cigarettes and other forms of tobacco.
We achola potokotela ukubana indaba yokubhema ayisibo bonke ababhemayo ababanjwa ngumkhuhlane we lung cancer ikensa yamaphaphu ngitsho labantu abangabhemiyo ekhaya wena baba nxa ubhema uthunqisa intuthu kwamphana abantwana bekhona khonapho iloba nkosikazi kumbe ngubani ongaba seduzane amathuba alabo bantu akubamba umkhuhlane we-lung cancer elawo makhulu ngokunjalo uyaxwayisa udokotela ukuba nanxa ukwanisa chiyana elo kubhema it's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock we continue our discussion on World Cancer Day considering that the world is marking that occasion tomorrow. And our guests tonight, we have Dr. Portia Mananganzira, Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control at the Ministry of Health and Child Care. We also have Dr. Anna Mary Nyagabau, a cancer specialist. And now we are joined by Dr. Elopi Spanda from Bulawayo. Dr. Spanda, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Asi ixoxe ngomkhuhlane we-cancer ohlasela ikakhulu obaba esingathi i-prostate cancer ibhahe kanganani ubhahe kanganani lo mkhakha
ubhahe kakhulu njalo uvame ukubonakala ebantwini abaleminyaka esidlula amashumi amahlanu ngaleso sizathu kufanele umuntu olaleyo mnyaka ahlolwe mnyaka lomnyaka ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi igala uyini lowo mkhuhlane njalo nxa ungayekelelwa uthathe isikhathi esisingelatshwanga uyahlupha ngoba uyasuka uhlasele ezinye izitho zomzimba
abantu ohlangana labo izigulane ohlangana lazo dokotela ezilala umkhuhlane ziyabe ziphuzile ukuza kuwe kumbe inani lezigulane ohlangana lazo ngababuya kusalesikhathi kumbe babuya sokuvele sokonakele
kukabili umkhuhlane lo kawulabuhlungu umuntu kezwa buhlungu njalo okuba khona kubo baba bayabona ukuthi nxa besiyathambisa umthambisi uyaphuza bebe sesithi hayi ncengekuguga ncengekukhula kube kathi kulo mkhuhlane phakathi okungaziwa okungekho khona ikulwazi lokuthi umkhuhlane lo uyahloleka nokuthi uthathe igazi nje uthathe igazi lihanjiswe elaboratory lihlolwe kube sesisazakala ukuthi hayi kulo mkhuhlane la lokuthi isteji sawuyisiphi iningi labantu ngesizathu leso babuya sekuvele sekuphuzile ngoba kakula buhlungu umuntu ephuka ingalo uyaphangisa ukubuya uyabuya mdanokho olala umkhuhlane othatha impilo uthatha isikhathi esinzi ukuthi abuye ezobonakala
uyatsho ukuthi umuntu uyahamba esibhedlela bathatha igazi ngokuzwa kwami mina ngingafiki ku-15 saphansi kakhulu ngisakatshana kodwa ngokuzwa kwami isizathu kulenye indlela eyokuhlola lo mkhuhlane eyangisayo enzobaba bengayo esibhedlela nxa nguthola kuhle uthi ngaphandle kwaleyo ndlela kulale ukuthatha igazi kuphela
eyokuthatha igazi yiyo eyesithi nge-screening eyokuhlola ukuthi kungabe kunomkhuhlane na igazi lelana lingaphuma litshengisa ukuthi kungabe kunomkhuhlane kulapho kungena khona leyo ndlela esibile likhuluma ngayo eyokuthi umuntu ebesekhangela ukuthi kawu kwenze njani lapho asuwe wonke umuntu ohlolwa umuntu wonke engahlolwa ngokuthatha igazi kuphela ebesephendula njalo ufanele ukuthi ngakuthiwa kulokwazisa okukhulu phakathi kwabantu abagulayo laphakathi kwabantu abelaphi bonke nje qalisa ngamanesi kuma-rural clinic kukhwela kusiya khona le phezulu ukuthi lo umuntu osemdala oseleminyaka engani phezulu akhunjuzwe ukuthi uhlupho lolu lukhona njalo lubhahile kakhulu elizweni lakithi
bane ngobaba bahlezi emakhaya dokotela Sibanda kuyini ongabaxwayisa ngakho abanye mhlawumbe vele kakazayo esibhedlela umuntu kakazi ahlolwe and besides siyazi abantu abangobaba ukutshitshela esibhedlela kuyasehlula kakhulu kodwa omama bayahamba bengela problem kuyini ongabaxwayisa ngakho baba abahlezi emakhaya
isixwayiso sinye kulo mkhuhlane okhona ongabuhlungu umkhuhlane lo ongabuhlungu uyimvukuzane uyahloleka ngendlela elula ukuthi umuntu angahamba nje kanye ngomnyaka ayesothatha igazi baselethisha uyahamba kanye ethatha igazi ethi hayi bengizocela ukuthatha igazi lekhensa ye-prostate cancer impendulo izaphendulwa then kwesazakala ukuthi uphenduka nini ukuthi ezohlolwa nxa kukuthi ofuna ukuhlolwa
uyatsho njalo ukuthi lumkhakha kawubuhlungu uba buhlungu nxa usuhlasele wafika kuliphi izinga
nxa usungu kuyahlupha ukuthi mphendule ukuthi uba buhlungu nini but kujahle kuvame ukuthi ube buhlungu nxa uzithi usiphela nxa uphakathi kwe-process wande ukungabi buhlungu wande ukwenza ukuthi umthambiso ungani uyaphuza ukuphuma kodwa ubuhlungu nxa sewusuka khona uyabe usulimaza imithambo eseduze.
Aha, siyabonga dokotela Sibana qhubeka ubambile khonapho timbotora mtereri bawande silomlalela ecingweni umnomzana Zivusiso. Kunjani mnumzana?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Yes, ungenile uhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba. Hayi usungulusuku oluright sil lokunanza umkhuhlane wemvukuzane oba ngumkhuhlane owesabisayo onzima kuthi ukwelashwa kwakhona kukhanya kusahlupha siku lokuzwayo ngoba angazi ndokuhlupha ngezitage ukuthi sokuhambe kanganani emuntwini ngoba mina ngikhuluma kanje ngintomama wamqala ngo-2014 umqala nje kuyinto encane kunganiphakathi kodwa kwadlulela phambili sigcina kathesi kasahambi. So usizo lwangikhona luncane yebo luright luyanazo but akuphathiseki kahle kakhulu ezibhedlela.
Aha, so uhlaselwe nguphi umgaku mama?
Kuthiwa ngowesibeletho.
Ngowesibeletho.
Eh.
Aha, liyamtholela usizo?
Usizo thina ngokwethu nje abantu abaphansi akulasizo oluqakathekile kangaka kumbe olufaneleyo simnika lona. Thina esikwenzayo ukuzama sisazama impilo basibhalela imithi since 2014 ngikhuluma somna sengaluza inkomo ezika-8 ngizama ukuthi ngilisane la mkhuhlane wakhona kwehlula then ukwazi kwangingenela kulo hlelo okuthiwa ngule-island osebulawayo khonapho. Baba yenza ukuthi bakazi bamnike la maphilisi amanye nje ukuthi kuncedile but kasomaphilisi such because ezibhedlela as we know akusenamaphilisi aphathisayo njengabona la kuparasite so on so ugcina esinika wona la maphilisi okuhlungu phela amathawukini ama-paracetamols amanye nje
ahaesehlile
kasimile kakhulu.
Aha, siyabonga moyo. Before we go back to Dr. Mananganzire and Dr. Nyakabau, Dokotela Sibanda uyakhuluma umlaleli lapha ungamphendula uthi
inkulumo yakhe ithi umkhuhlane lo usuhambe kakhulu. Impendulo eba khona iyona leyo nje ukuthi ngakuthi uyazuza yokuthi angazubuhlungu kakhulu. Ukubulala ubuhlungu ongabe sebukhona ngoba ngize sithi nokuhamba sesehluleka umama.
Ye, utsho njalo. Uzwile moyo uyaxwayisa lapho udokotela uthi hayi okuqakathekileyo kathesi ukuthi limtholele nje amaphilisi okunqunda ubuhlungu. Okay, seqhumile ucingo lakhe laphana mnumzana moyo and maybe coming back to you Dr. Nyakabau, as we wrap up we have 10 minutes remaining on the clock. What's your advice to Zimbabweans out there?
Okay, the World Cancer Day theme this year is I am and I will. And I think I'm a cancer advocate. And I will make sure, or I will endeavor to try and make sure that we continue to increase awareness and on and education on cancer in the country. And the onus is on each and every one of us to make sure that we know about this disease, because what we present, it starts with me to prevent cancer. You know, when it starts with me and then I spread the news to my neighbor and to everyone else, then at the end of the day, we'll find that everyone will be on board such that at the end of the day, you know, we can actually eliminate some of the cancers. If we look at cervical cancer, for example, when we screen it and we vaccinate it and we treat it early, we can actually end up eliminating it, and it constitutes a third of the cancer disease burden. And which means if we can eradicate cervical cancer, we'll only remain with two-thirds of the cancers. And this is the reason why you find that the ministry is focusing on this disease, because it's highly preventable, highly curable, and we can actually focus on it. Whilst we are focusing on it, it doesn't mean we're not taking care of the other cancers. We are taking care of other cancers, but we can only succeed if we actually attack the problem programmatically in a way that is organized. Otherwise, you know, the disease can really overwhelm us. It's overwhelming the rest of the world. And I think we need to try and be organized and fight to the end so that we can eradicate this disease. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have a question for Dr. Svanda. Dr. Svanda, what would you like those with afflicted relatives to know? What would you want them to know?
I think the message is really to the general population.
Mm-hmm.
That cancers, whether it's cancer of the cervix that my colleague Dr. Nyagabao is talking about, or prostate cancer, or any other cancer, is best treated when caught early. And that message should spread as much as possible. And there are also cancers that tend to run families. Dr. Manyagabao is an expert on this, and she'll be able to tell us which ones. But there are cancers which run in families. Breast cancer is one example. And therefore, there is a relative who has breast cancer. The family must help as quickly as possible so that if there is a problem, it is caught as early as possible. And cancer picked up early is easier to treat than advanced cancer.
Mm. Thank you, Doctor.
Uh-huh. And coming to Dr. Mananganzira, wrap up, you have a program that you spoke about earlier whereby you are going around schools vaccinating children. You talked about, last year, Maga vaccinated about 1 million girls. What's your target this year?
Thank you. So that program started off vaccinating what we call a multi-age cohort. So we went through 10-year-olds through to 14, as long as they had not attained 15 years. We vaccinated them. We call it a catch-up campaign. So thereafter, the full course of vaccination is 2 doses. So those same girls are due for their second dose and last dose this May. Thereafter, we will then just vaccinate girls as they come into grade 5 of school. But also going forward, we also know that girls who are, or women who are infected with HIV are at more risk, and they need 3 doses of the vaccine. It's currently not catered for under the public health program, but even as we started the HPV vaccination, we have made sure that this vaccine is licensed for use in Zimbabwe. So we encourage parents or guardians of girls who are outside of the targeted age group to acquire the vaccine and ensure that their children are also vaccinated and they get the benefit.
Dokotela Svanda, akusiqibele ngokukhuluma labo baba ngoba ngiyazi ngiyake ngihambe ekhaya. Komadlambuzi komankubo nxa mfika emakhaya khona luthola abadala bebhema igwayi nxa uzama ukubabonisa ukuthi hayi chiyanani lalokho abanye bakuvulela impumbuluza zamehlo umuntu ekutshela ukuthi awuzenzi ofundileyo akukhulume labo baba ababhema igwayi kubaxwayisi
ukubhema igwayi kubangela imvukuzane yemaphaphu, kubangela imvukuzane yomphimbo, njalo kubangela ukuthi imthambo ingagijimi kuhle, okokuthi umuntu engagcina esequnywa unyawo ngokuthi imthambo ingagijimi kuhle. Kodwa namhla njengoba sikhuluma ngendaba yekhensa, isiqokoqela ukuthi igwayi ikhensa yamaphaphu. Ikhensa yamaphaphu iyabulala. Njalo kuleli lizwe leZimbabwe, iphakethi linye lagwayi ukuthi lokho okudlayo okubhemayo kunakho ukukulimaza. Njalo kayisiko ukuthi umuntu ufundile kumbe kafundanga. Uhlupho yikuthi abantu bafanele bezwisise ukuthi igwayi libangela ikhensa, ikhensa ibangela ukufa.
Nxa ngikuthola kuhle dokotela, uthi umuntu ulakho ukucina equnywa unyawo ngenxa ye lung cancer.
Ngenxa yamatshenzi kuma blood vessel abangela ligwayi. Ligwayi libangelayo isiqokoqela sakhe i-cancer, but kukhona okunye okunenginengi okungabangela ukuthi umuntu lo ibhema igwayi.
Hayi, sile themba abazwile abadala ekhaya. Dr. Mananganzira, let's have your last word in brief.
I think we have a special commemoration today being the 4th of February, World Cancer Day, but I think we really need to think cancer every day in our actions, in what we eat, in the way we keep our bodies active. Our bodies are meant to move and not to sit for long periods of time. It attracts disease and illness in how we handle alcohol and in avoiding smoking. We were part of the Global Youth Tobacco Survey in 2014, and we found a very worrying statistic where our youth between 18 to 15 years, about a fifth of them are already smoking, and yet we do not have a smoking cessation program in the country. They might have intention to quit, but they can't. So I think this is quite worrying, particularly when our youth are exposed to tobacco. Finally, as a ministry, we are also looking to achieve universal health coverage and ensuring that we abide by our Constitution 2018, which gives access to healthcare services to Zimbabweans, including cancer services. So we really are advocating for improvements in access and utilization of cancer services in the country, in tandem with those two, universal health coverage and our Constitution.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Mananganzira. And unfortunately, we will have to leave here because we are out of time. Like Blessing always says, there is no extra time on Live Talker. But thank you so much to Dr. Portia Mananganzira, Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control in the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Also, thank you to Dr. Anna Mary Nyagabau, a cancer specialist. And last but not least, thanks to Dr. L.O.P. Sbanda. Kwanelege, bantu beZimbabwe, muliyakithi, Zulukandaba. Sidibaneni njalo kwezinye intsuku. Asichiyeni lapha kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tanolo Kawande. Until we meet again next time, another program, I hope you will join us. Take care and good night.